英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的双语美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
很多同学看了今天的预告，在我们的互动聊天区当中说，感觉今天是个故事。Yes, we got a story for you, a heart-touching story.
Yes, definitely. Anyone ever wondered what they would do when they are really, really old? And they know that they are going to die someday, very soon in the future? Well, I hope none of you actually every day think about such a thing, but that day will come. Today's story is about a woman who realized that today was kind of her last day out there. So she found an original way to fill that in. She ordered a cab.
一上来朱迪老师就为我们介绍了今天文章的一个内容，但是一上来就说到了关于 life and death 的主题。其实光从今天这篇文章的名字The Last Cab Ride, 你根本看不出来今天将会讲一个什么样的故事，是吧？
Yeah.
Cab, C-A-B, 是一个俗称，是什么呢？
A cab is another word for a taxi.
对了，出租车。
Yeah.
所以今天这个标题的题目呢，就是 The Last Cab Ride, 最后的一趟出租。
Yeah, the last ride in a cab that someone made.And it's an essay written by the taxi driver himself.
Yes. 今天的故事呢是一个真实的故事，是一个 taxi driver, 出租车司机真实的一段经历。有一天晚上呢，他接载到了一位老妇人，在妇人的请求之下，他就带着他呢绕着整个城行驶着，从半夜一直到黎明时分，最后呢把他送去了目的地。就是这样一趟不同寻常的经历呢，令他有所感触。他觉得生命瞬间的那些质量呢，是被无数小的言行来决定的。那究竟他在这趟旅程当中想了些什么，做了一些什么，又和这样的一位乘客擦出了怎样的火花呢？今天的这个故事呢，当中就要告诉大家。现在我们一起来读一读今天的短篇美文 The Last Cab Ride.
20 years ago,I drove a cab for a living. One time, I arrived in the middle of the night for a pickup at a building that was dark, except for a single light in a ground floor window. Under these circumstances, many drivers would just honk once or twice, wait a minute, then drive away. But I had seen too many impoverished people who depended on taxis as their only means of transportation.Unless a situation smelled of danger, I always went to the door. This passenger might be someone who needs my assistance, I reasoned to myself. So I walked to the door and knocked.
话说呢，事情要回到20年前了。20 years ago, I drove a cab for a living. 20年前呢，我是开着出租车 for a living, do something for a living, 这是一个很常见的短语，就是
do something as a job, do something to make money,
谋生 in Chinese. 我呢是开出租车谋生的，看来呢这是一个出租车司机师傅和他自己乘客的一段经历了。One time I arrived in the middle of the night, 有一天晚上，应该是 in the middle of the night, 半夜了。
Yeah.
For a pickup,Pick up, 我们熟知这个短语，它通常是作为动词，是接载什么样的人。
Yeah, it's going somewhere to get a person or thing that you will then take to another place, a pick up.
那在这里我们显然是做名词了 ,a pick up, 就是一次的接载。
Yeah.
那我要去做一次接载 ,at a building, 好，到达一个这个大楼的门口，一栋建筑的门口,that was dark, 黑漆漆的一片。For a single light in a ground floor window. 只在 ground floor 就是底层的那一扇的窗户。有一个 single light.
Yeah, there was only one light in a ground floor window. And pay attention here, ground floor is a noun. But here, the writer uses it as if it's an adjective. It means that the window is in the floor on the ground, on the surface. Throughout the whole essay, you might want to take a close look at all the nouns he uses, because he often uses nouns as adjectives, which is a kind of style some essay writers use.
明白了 ,ground floor 本来是指底层，但是在这里它用了做来用来做形容词、
yeah.
啊、成了底层的窗户。哎呀，说我们可以想象哈、啊，脑海当中听着作者在叙述的时候，我们去想象那幅画面啊，我去接一名乘客啊，出租车呢就半夜里头哈、啊，点着他那个车灯，打着车灯到了一栋建筑，可是那栋建筑呢是黑漆漆的啊，不像是有人住的地方， yeah. 但是呢只在底层是有一盏灯亮着的。Under these circumstances, 这是一个很常见的短语，就是说在这样的情况下。
Yeah, regarding this situation, it's an expression that means like in this situation, in this occurrence.
In this situation,、yeah. 在这种情况下 under these circumstances, many drivers would just honk once or twice.通常来讲，哎，大半夜的跑到那儿去接一个人哈，很多司机都是不耐烦的。大多数司机呢，就只是 honk, H-O-N-K.
Well, I'm sure that everyone is familiar with that sound, especially here in Beijing. To honk is to make a noise with your car, like a toot-toot, like that.
就是按喇叭。
Yeah.
很不耐烦的按个喇叭 ,once or twice, 按个一两声就行了。Wait a minute, 稍微等个几分钟 then,Drive away.
Yeah, then just go away. That's what most taxi drivers would do, I think. And, yeah, well, imagine yourself, like, if you have to pick up someone, you have an appointment with someone, and you only see a dark building with only one light in it. Yeah, then I think most of the people would just drive away, right?
And have no patience.
Yeah.
没什么耐心啊，大多数的司机都是这样的。哎呦，一看黑漆漆的，窗户亮着灯，我就摁两声喇叭提醒一下你，不出来我就走了。But I had seen too many impoverished people. 再一次，我们遇到了这样一个单词叫 impoverish, poor,
poor people. Yeah, people who have become poor throughout the time.
贫困的啊，贫困的人们。但是呢，我见过太多贫困的人们。啊、这些人呢 who depended on taxi as their only means of transportation. 这些人把计程车呀、啊、当作是他们唯一的交通工具。
Yeah, means of transportation is another way of saying vehicles or systems of vehicles like buses or trams or subway. That's a means of transportation.
大家可能会感到很 curious, 为什么不是 public bus?好，为什么是 taxi as their only means of transportation?
Well, some people, especially, yeah, poor people, they live very far from, stations like, the subway station or from the bus station. I mean, not in Beijing, but, in other places you can imagine there are not as many stations to get on. So, to go somewhere,They need taxis.
也是，出租车就是这点方便哈。公交车到不了的地方呢，出租是可以到的。除非是 unless a situation smelled of danger, 啊，除非是某一种情况下，闻上去呢有一种危险的味道，叫 smelled of danger, 觉察到有危险的情况下。
Yeah, I'm sure danger doesn't have a certain smell, but, if something smells ofSomething like, something bad, like smells of danger, smells of trouble, smells of something fishy that's usually used, something you cannot trust.、
Mm.
That means that you have a feeling. You have a feeling that something is dangerous or something is not right.
就是你觉察到了有一种危险了 smell of danger. 除非是我觉察到有危险。通常情况下呢 I always went to the door. 我会走到门边This passenger might be someone who need my assistance. 因为呢我总是会想说哦，这位乘客呢可能会需要我的 assistance, my help, 我的帮助。So, I walked to the door and knocked. 就是说司机还是有一种保护意识的啊。如果是情况是危险的这种情况黑漆漆的啊亮着一盏灯感觉就不对劲儿一般司机就走了。但是我呢我就在想说哎，也许这位乘客是需要我的帮助没有出来
Yeah, and he has a lot of experience So maybe he experienced a lot That people, yeah, that they took a little bit longer to yeah, get their coats on Because they were handicapped or something、
mm.
So, yeah
I reasoned to myself
He kind of thinks in a logical way. He thought like, okay, there might be good reasons for that person to be later, or that person made an appointment for a reason.
我就理性地想了一想 I reasoned to myself, so I walked the door and knocked. 我就上去敲门了。好，第二段。
Just a minute, answered a frail, elderly voice.I could hear something being dragged across the floor. After a long pause, the door opened. A small woman in her 80s stood before me. She was wearing a print dress and a pillbox hat with a veil pinned on it, like somebody out of a 1940s movie. By her side was a small nylon suitcase.
好，另外一位主人公呢出场了。首先呢是不见其人先闻其声 Just a minute 请您稍等一会儿
Yeah, wait a moment、
Answered 我们来听听是一个什么样的声音来回答的呢一个 frail elderly voice 一个虚弱的应答声听上去又像一个老年人的声音
Yeah, a frail voice is a very weak voice If something is frail, something has notA lot of strength.
要么老了，要么是生病了，有气无力的那种声音。那您稍等 ，just a minute， 这种声音。I could hear something being dragged across the floor. 此时此刻，我听到有东西呀，从这个地板上拖拖拉拉的就拖走了。
Yeah，
可能是行李或者什么。
Yeah， to move along the ground, like usually something heavy that's being dragged across the floor.
Right， usually something heavy.
Yeah.
通常是很重的东西就 dragged 拖着从一个屋里的这边拖到了那一边 After a long pause 又过了很长的一段时间的间隔之后 The door opened 门开了 A small woman in her 80s stood before me 一位大概是有个八十多岁的一个老太太、
yeah.
一个 small woman小小的一个老妇人站在我面前
In her 80s That means that she is either 80, 81, 82, 83 Until 89 about
In her 80s
Then after if you turn 90 Then you are in your 90s etc.
几十岁呢几十多岁哈，就是 in、
yeah.
70s In 80s、
yeah.
不是说你是70年代出生的还是80年代出生的
No, definitely not
不是的 She was wearing a print dress好了新单词来咯来学习我们来穿衣服哈时装的单词 print dress 印花连衣裙
Yeah, I don't know if you have that in China actually but in our country usually grannies they wear print dresses it's like
1920s
Yeah, it's like a dress with like a, in one color but they have a lot of patterns on it likewhite, blue dress with small white flowers on it. That's very typical.
诶你夏天的时候朱迪老师不是穿过这样的衣裙吗
I also wore that, yes. But the difference is between, me and a very old woman is that, flowers and, prints
patterns.
Patterns are、
Different.
Bigger if you're younger, if you're, older.Then they're usually very small.
Oh,
and a lot more.
Oh, 年轻人穿印花连衣裙穿大花。
Yeah.
老年人呢穿小花和碎花。
Yeah.
是吧、
oh. It's really like, I have not seen that in older women in here in China. Like, they usually wear, what I do notice was like a certain pants with like also flowers on it.
对对老师中国到注意到中国的这个老年的。
Yeah, but
老年人都穿的是
Yeah, it's
很凉快的裤子和上衣、
啊、Yeah, like, it looks very comfortable, gotta say that.
很舒服。好这种呢就是印花连衣裙、and a pillbox hat, 一个圆形的女帽。
Yeah, a pillbox is actually a box used where you put your pills in, like a small box you carry with you.
小小的圆形的礼帽嘛。
Yeah, but a pillbox hat is a hat without any edges, like, it's like a round cap, like, I don't know if you have a picture of Russian hats, like against the cold. It's a bit like that, but then not as warm, of course.
这种帽子就是没有边缘的。
Yeah.
但是没有边缘它有一个什么有个 veil, 有一个面纱。Veil 呢是 pinned on it, 啊，一个镶有面纱的 pendant， 就是镶上去的有 veil 的一个圆形的女帽，还挺讲究的这位老妇人。
Yeah, a veil is like a sort of cloth or net, it's worn over the head and shoulders and sometimes over the face even. If it's pinned on something, it's like attached to something.
但是它给人感觉，第一感觉 like somebody out of 1940s movie， 就好像从一个40年代的电影里面走出来的人一样。By her side was a small
nylon suitcase.
她身旁呢是一个小型的 nylon, 尼龙完全是音译哈，尼龙箱，这些都不是难词了。好，接下来。
The apartment looked as if no one had lived in it for years. All the furniture was covered with sheets. There were no clocks on the walls, no knickknacks or utensils on the counters.In the corner was a cardboard box filled with photos and glassware.
主人公出场了，主人公住在这样一个黑漆漆的屋里，那环境是怎么样呢？作者马上描写到说 The apartment looked as if no one had lived in for years. 哇，这栋公寓看上去已经很多年没有人住过了。 All the furniture was covered with sheet. 所有的家具都用那种被单给盖起来了。
Yeah, as if like no one lives there anymore. Like, I don't know if you've seen the buildings under construction.
Yeah.
They usually also put sheets over all the furniture inside the buildings. So, to prevent them from getting dirty or dusty.
Yes. 这种都是无人居住的场景啊，看着挺荒凉的。And there were no clocks on the wall. 墙上连钟都没有啊。
Yeah, nothing on the wall.
连钟都没有。No...
Knickknacks
就是任何的
Yeah, decorations
装饰
Yeah, like small objects used for decoration that are knickknacks such as, you know, pictures of your mom and dad or little paintings、huh? or some sculptures standing everywhere
Utensils 厨具的总称叫 utensils 装饰厨具都没有 On the counter Counter 就是那个柜台上
Yeah
空空如也很奇怪了 In the corner 角落里呢 was a cardboard box 有一个什么呢有一个纸箱子 cardboard box
Yeah, a cardboard is a very stiff and thick kind of paper that is well usually used to make boxes with
Yeah.
So a cardboard box is a box made of cardboard
And filled with photos filled with 就是充满了 photos and glassware啊，装满了很多的照片和一些 glassware 玻璃器皿。
Yeah, things made of glass. It can be anything like from actual wine glasses to glass statues or something.
就是奇奇怪怪的，感觉要不是里面没有人住，要不就是有个人要走了，再也不回来了。
Yeah, I think the taxi driver kind of was weirded out by this. Like, huh, what is this kind of situation?
Am I picking up a human?
Yeah, like...I would feel very, a bit scared,
奇奇怪怪的
yeah.
都是晚上大半夜的哈。你看这个屋里好像又没有什么人气的感觉。哎呀有点怪怪的。好接下来。
Would you carry my bag out to the car? She said. I took the suitcase to the cab, then returned to assist the woman. She took my arm and we walked slowly towards the curb. She kept thanking me for my kindness.It's nothing, I told her. I just try to treat my passengers the way I would want my mother treated. Oh, you're such a good boy, she said. When we got in the cab, she gave me an address, then asked, Could you drive through downtown?
Would you carry my bag out to the car? 她请求到说，啊，您可以帮我把箱子拿到车上去吗？
Yeah, she's too, like...Obviously, she's too weak to carry the suitcase. That's why I took her so long.
她连自己，你看看，拖箱子哈，到门口来上车的力气都用了那么长的时间。同时，她也请这个司机呢，帮她把这个箱子拿到车上去。I took the suitcase to the cab. 于是呢，我就把箱子拿到我的车上了。Then returned to assist the woman. 嘿，这个司机很好，他又返回来 来 assist, 来帮助呢这位老妇人。
Yeah, he helped the woman even after putting the suitcase first away, he went back and assisted the woman in walking towards the taxi.
其实这个完全也不算是他司机的职责吧。
No, it's really a gentleman.
他就是一个很绅士的一个、yeah. 啊一个司机。然后呢看我们看这位老妇人 ,she took my arm.他就搀扶着我的手臂都有点走不稳了那样子 And we walked slowly towards the curb 我们是慢慢的一步一挪的朝这个 curb
Yeah, a curb is a short border along the edge of a street that is usually made of stone yeah, to make like it's concrete where the road is and where the pavement is where people can walk、
哎、我们就一步一步向这个路边上走过去啊She kept thanking me for my kindness. 哎，她不停的，哎呀，一直的在对我表示感谢。
Yeah, she kept saying, thank you so much.
好，然后我就说 ，Oh, it's nothing. 没事的，没事的。I told her, I just try to treat my passengers the way I would want my mother treated. 司机也是个实诚人啊，他说，我只是呢，试着希望用我母亲也可以对待得到的对待的方式来对待我的乘客。
Yeah, he wants his passengers to feel like he wants his mother to feel when she's treated by someone. To treat someone is to deal with someone or to think about someone.
Yes, 对待
in a certain way.
对待、
yeah.
对待 passengers, 对待乘客 the way I would want my mother treated. 就是说我也希望这么对待我的母亲。我以对待我母亲的方式呢对待我的乘客
Yeah, that's definitely a gentleman
A good man
Yeah
非常有素质的这样一个人也非常善良的一个人 Oh, you are such a good boy, she said 你真是个好孩子 When we got in the cab, she gave me an address 上车以后呢她就给了我一个地址 And asked
Could you drive through downtown?
诶她给她一个地址但是他却问了他一个问题说请问您可以载我 through downtown 穿越整个城镇为什么要这样呢
Well, downtown is the main or central part of a city of, or of a town. It's the part where things are happening, you know, like, places like Sanlitun or places like Yonghegong are downtown Beijing.Like the center where you have bars, cafes, and a lot of activities. That is downtown, the center of a city.
所以他有 dress, 为什么还要 drive through downtown? 他到底是不是想去他那个地址,对不对?
Yeah.
这就很奇怪了。好,这个问题就来了,哈,最后的答案就来了。
It's not the shortest way, I answered quickly. Oh, I don't mind, she said. I'm in no hurry.I'm on my way to a hospice. I looked in the rearview mirror. Her eyes were glistening. I don't have any family left, she continued. The doctor says I don't have very long. I quietly reached over and shut off the meter. What route would you like me to take? I asked.
I answered quickly. It's not the shortest way. 我作为一个司机我很职业。我马上听到他这句话以后我的反应就是说诶这不是最近的路线啊
Yeah, like it's very honest of him to tell him, her that because yeah, if you're a taxi driver you obviously want to make money, right? So if you tell your client and it's not the shortest way if I go that way then it means you're not only taxi driver to just for the money you know, like he says that to say, okay, if I go thereThen it will cost you more money.
I don't mind, she said. 啊、我不介意，她说。I'm in no hurry. 我一点都不着急。In no hurry, 不着急。I'm on my way to a
hospice.
这才是关键词。我现在呢，是在去一个叫做 hospice 的地方。这个就是临终安养院。什么样的人去 hospice?
Well, a hospice is a place, in which, people who are dying get care. Like some people are, like, sick or very, very old, and there's no cure for them. They know they're going to die within, like, a week or a month, and they don't want to die in a hospital, or they don't want to die alone at home. They just want to die in a, yeah, peaceful place with people around them who can take care of them, who can, I don't know, give them water and food and just a place where they can receive people too. And they don't want to die in a cold, lonely room such as a hospital.
老人，无儿无女，
yeah.
没有亲人，身患绝症，
yeah.
同时呢也不想死在医院，
yeah.
找一个地方，可能最后也就剩下一周的时间，最多一两周、三五周的时间了。
嗯，
他们找了一个地方叫 hospice， 这个地方临终安养院，得了重病了也没法再治了，也放弃治疗了，但是也没有亲人了，就去一个这样的地方。
Yes，
度过人生中最后的时刻。所以老太太实际上要去的就是一个 hospice。此时此刻，我们已经可以推断出来她的一个身份了，绝对是一个孤老。I looked in the
rear view mirror.
Rear view mirror 就是这个车里的后视镜。
Yeah, it's a mirror in a car, that allows the driver to see what is behind the car.
对，就是一个后视镜。
Yeah,
我看了一下这个后视镜。Her eyes were
glistening,
闪闪发光的。Glistening.
Yeah, to shine with light reflected off a wet surface. It means that her eyes were a bit wet, as if she has tears in her eyes.
哎，就好像是泪光盈盈的那种。
Yeah.
大家注意啊， hospice 跟养老院是不一样的。养老院是安享晚年的地方。
Yeah.
啊，临终中老院就是说你已经生命只剩下很短的一点时间了。
Yeah, it's not a foster home for the elderly. No, it is really a house where you go to die.
对，你就是那个就是你去迎接生命中最后那个时刻的地方。
Yeah,
I don't have any family left. He continued. She continued. 我呢也没有任何的家人了。The doctor says I don't have very long. 医生也说了，我时间不长了。I quietly reached over and shut up the meter. 啊，我听着他说这些话的时候呢，我悄悄的就 reached over and shut up the meter， 就很快的关掉了这个出租车的计价器。
Yeah, if you reach over, then you stretch out your arm in order to get or to touch something. In this case, the meter. And to shut off means that you turn something off to shut down to
对。
Stop it from working. The meter is it's like a device in a taxi that measures how long the taxi has been driving, and that counts how much money the customer has to pay.
啊，那就是 meter 啊 ，reach out， 我伸出手去 ，and shut off the meter， 马上就关掉了计价器啊。这个司机就此时此刻他就还是很懂。
Yeah.
What route would you like me to take？ 我还是很专业的问了一句说，请问你想走哪条路线呢
？Yeah.
第六段。
For the next 2 hours, we drove through the city. She showed me the building where she had once worked as an elevator operator. We drove through the neighborhood where she and her husband had lived when they were newlyweds. She had me pull up in front of a furniture warehouse that has once been a ballroom where she had gone dancing as a girl.
For the next 2 hours, 在接下来的两个小时当中呢 ,we drove through the city, 我们开着车呀整个在城市里穿梭。She showed me the building where she had once worked as an
elevator operator.
你看他们就一边开着车哈这个老太太就指你看那座 building 就是我曾经 once worked as an 开电梯的工作人员。
Yeah, that profession doesn't exist anymore nowadays. An elevator operator is a person who is specifically employed to control a manually activated elevator, manually control an elevator. Like, we cannot imagine that existed once.
以前这种工种都是存在的嘛、
yeah.
电梯的工作人员。然后我们又继续开。We drove through the neighborhood where she and her husband had lived.When they were newlyweds. 哎呀这一段看着好伤感哈。我们又经过了那样的一个区域 neighborhood 小区是她和她的丈夫在新婚的时候曾经居住过的。Her and her husband had lived when they were newlyweds, 新婚的时候住过的。
Yeah, when people are newlyweds, then they are recently married.
感觉你就一边开过这些地方，一边就经过了他的一些人生、啊
yeah.
这里在工作、啊、这里就结婚了。 She had me pulled up in front of a furniture warehouse. 他让我 pulled up, 这是一个停车的一个短语。
Yeah, when a car pulls up, then the driver just stops the car, often for a short time.
短暂的停留。在哪儿呢？在一栋 furniture warehouse,一个家具仓库的门口停下来了。
Yeah, a warehouse, I'm sure you're familiar with that, is a large building for storing things before they are sold, or a large shop where many things are for sale.
That had once been a ballroom, 舞厅啊，那个地方曾经是个舞厅 where she had gone dancing as a girl. 年轻时候她在那个地方啊跳过舞，肯定是很喜欢去的一个地方。
Yeah.It's like a room where she has a lot of good memories from, definitely.
啊，你看，她等于是就是在自己临终前
，Yeah，
把自己的这个人生呢，全部都又走了一遍，过了一遍。
Yeah， this whole tour, she kind of relives all the memories she has of her life, like by just looking at the places where she had her life.
我们看到那些熟悉的地点
，Yeah，
就好像看见了我们以前曾经经历过的人生一样。就像我们听过的那些歌，就好像我们以前想起来以前曾经经历过那些过往一样。
Yeah, and even though she's old, her memories are not old. Like she really revives like her younger years.
哎，人越老的时候啊，近期的东西都记不住了，但是她的这个 young， 就是她在 young 年轻的时候那些记忆 memories 都记得很清楚。
Yeah, like a lot of old people often have that. Yes, that they cannot even remember like the names of their grandchildren.But they remember precisely the songs they learned when they were kids, or the
exactly.
friends they had when they were child, or like the struggles they had when they grow up and find,
exactly.
find a job. Like those are memories that stay with you all your life.
第七段。
Sometimes she'd ask me to slow in front of a particular building or corner and would sit staring into the darkness, saying nothing.As the first hint of sun was creasing the horizon, she suddenly said, I'm tired. Let's go now. We drove in silence to the address she had given me.
Sometimes, 有的时候 she asked me to slow in front of a particular building. 在经过某一栋 particular building 的时候呢，她会要求我减速。Or corner, 或者是经过一个角落的时候，这个时候would sit staring into the darkness. 我减速了，他就在后座呢，就凝视着的那一片的漆黑， say nothing.
Yeah.
Say nothing, 什么都没说，凝视着。
At those places where he slowed down, she would just sit in the car and like stare and don't do anything. Like stare is to look at someone or something for a long time with your eyes wide open, but like not...actually seeing something. She's just really absent-minded here. She's thinking about everything she went through in her life.
看得出来老太太整个的一生就是在这个镇上度过的、
嗯、
每一个角落每一片砖每一片瓦肯定都承载着她的很多的回忆，有的时候她就直接凝视着一片黑暗什么都不说。 As the first hint of sun was
creasing
the horizon. 文用语好文艺啊哈。First hint of sun, 第一缕太阳光 was creasing the horizon, 其实就是从地平线上升起的时候，天亮了这个时候。 She suddenly said, 她突然间说 I'm tired, let's go. 我累了，我们走吧。这其实是一个双关语，对吧？
Yeah.
就是说我的人生到现在为止来讲，我已经累了。
Yeah, she throughout the night,She kind of relives her whole life. And then when the first hint of sun creases the horizon, that means when the first signs of sunlight make a line on the horizon, like the horizon, you must know that, like it's the place where the sun, where the heaven and the earth touch each other.
Mm.
When that appears, she kind of feels like, yeah,It's time to go.
差不多可以走了。
Yeah.
因为新的一天呢，第一缕阳光带来着新的希望，所以呢，他也要告别这个旧的身体和旧的一切过往，他也想去迎接一种新生了。We drove in silence to the address she had given me. 一路上呢，我们坐在车上沉默不语，就前往着她给我们的那个目的地。
It was a low building, like a small convalescent home, with a driveway that passed under a portico. Two orderlies came out to the cab as soon as we pulled up. There were solicitous and intent, watching her every move. They must have been expecting her. I opened the trunk and took the small suitcase to the door. The woman was already seated in a wheelchair.
到目的地了。It was a low building, 是一栋矮小的建筑。Like a small
convalescent home,
康复医院 ,convalescent home, 我们见的不多因为我们好像没有这种医院 ,convalescent home。但是呢有一个 driveway that pass under a
portico。
Portico 是一个
It's like a row of columns that's under a roof, like,maybe you have seen in Google, you have a lot of porticos.
门廊
Yeah. 、
portico. Driveway 呢就是通道
Yeah, it's a, like a short private road from a street to a house. It's usually like only for the cars, of the owners of the house the road is going to.
门廊下呢有一条私人的通道啊 Two,
orderlies.
应该算是护理人员吧。
Yeah, an orderly is a person who works in a hospital and does various jobs like moving patients or, cleaning things.Just people who do kind of everything, who assist.
文学作品里面就是这些新单词比较多。
Yeah.
如果你记不下来的话也没有关系。能认出来就可以了哈。Orderlies 哈两位护工吧就 came out, 就出来了。To the cab, as soon as we pulled up.啊、我们一停车两名护工呢就来到我们的车边。好
They were solicitous.
这是怎么说非常的
Showing a lot of concern.
哎呀关怀备至的那种。
Care, yeah.
啊 solicitous, 很关怀备至啊。And intent, 很专心致志的 watching her every move, 一举一动的去看着这位老妇人哈。
Yeah, they showed great concentration. They showed a lot of intent to all the movements, the older woman made. Like, they looked carefully at everything she did in order to protect her from getting hurt.
很专业啊，也很小心啊，
yeah.
也很关心致致的。啊，我就猜了，我说 they must have been expecting her. 啊，他们可能是在猜测着或者是或不是不在猜测是在等待着她的到来
Yeah, they must have waited for her
一直在等 I opened the trunk 我就打开这个后备箱哈 Trunk
Yeah, it's the covered space at the back of a car where you put your suitcase in or your bag when you take a cab or go with the car somewhere
And took the small suitcase to the door 然后呢就把那个小箱子拿出来放在了门边The woman was already seated in a
wheelchair.
我放在门边的时候，她已经坐在了轮椅上了。
Yeah.
可见这个护工的动作有多快啊！他们三下五除二，唰一下就把老太太就塞在这个轮椅上了。第九段。
How much do I owe you? She asked, reaching into her purse. Nothing, I said. You have to make a living, she answered. There are other passengers.Almost without thinking, I bent and gave her a hug. She held onto me tightly. You gave an old woman a little moment of joy, she said. Thank you. I squeezed her hand, then walked into the dim morning light. Behind me, a door shut. It was the sound of the closing of a life.
看来这个作者也是一个非常善于观察啊，比较敏感的人。
Yeah, this writer uses a lot of metaphors.
用了很多的比喻。
Yeah.
How much do I owe you? 啊，我应该给您多少钱呢
？Yeah, how much money do I have to give you?
我多少车费呢？啊，他问道。Reaching into her purse. 这个时候他就去拿他的钱包了 purse.
Yeah, it's a, like a small container where you keep your money in. Usually women use a small purse and men always use a billfold, like a
公文包哈。
Yeah.
男士用公文包女士用 purse.
Yeah.
Nothing, I said. 啊、不用给了。You have to make a living, she answered. 要给啊，你要靠这个来挣钱，对不对？ Make a living, 这是你的生计啊。
You need to earn enough money to buy the things you need. That is, you need to make a living, to make a living, to buy the things you need.
两个人此时此刻就客气上了哈，一个说哎甭给了，另外一个就说啊不还是要给，she answered. There are other passengers. 我还有其他客人呢，没事的。Almost without thinking, 我想都没想， I bend, 我弯下腰 and give her a hug.
He bends, that means he moves his body or is part of his body, so it's not straight anymore. Like he curls his body, because imagine, like he's a man and he's probably a lot taller than she is, so he has to bend over.
And she held onto me tightly. 你看，她是 held onto me tightly. 她此时此刻是紧紧地抓住了我。
Yeah, she holds him very strong with her arms.
她紧紧地抓住我，就好像是抓住了某种就是最后的那种还有生命的东西一样、
yeah.
就渴望那种生命的感觉一样，他紧紧地抓住了我。 You gave an old woman a little moment of joy. 你给了一个老人一小段 moment of joy, 愉悦的时光。 Thank you, she said. 谢谢你。
Yeah, this is probably the last hug she gives to someone, so it's pretty...
很明显吗?
Yeah, it's very obvious. And, well, she must have been very grateful, towards him as well, because, yeah, not many taxi drivers would actually do this for her, like giving her a ride for free, taking a detour, waiting for her, etc. So, yeah, she must have been very grateful.
她由衷的感谢，因为这实际上就是她人生当中的最后一个 hug, 也是最后一个 cab ride.
Yeah.
这些都是人生中的最后一次了。
Yeah, it couldn't be better, actually.
很有幸的是她遇到了这样的一个司机，这么体贴，这么愿意去陪她。I squeezed her hand.
I squeezed her hand is like to hold something very strong, like something very firmly.
我紧紧地握着她的手 and then walk into the
dim morning light.
但是又松开了哈，握着手松开了，然后我就直接在那种 dim, 就是很昏暗的晨光当中、yeah. 我就离去了。
Yeah, if light is dim,it doesn't give a lot of light. It's very like flaw. It's not that's bright.
It was behind me, a door shut. 在我身后我听到砰的一下门就关了。后面这句话啊，我觉得写得很好。It was the sound of the closing of a life. 就像是一个生命关闭结束逝去的声音。因为你关上那扇门以后、
yeah.
你可能也就不会再出来了。
Yeah, like there's no contact between them anymore.
你的身体可能你的生命也就消失在那扇门当中了。好，最后一段。
I didn't pick up any more passengers that shift. I drove aimlessly, lost in thought. For the rest of that day, I could hardly talk. What if that woman had gotten an angry driver or one who was impatient to end his shift?What if I had refused to take the run, or had honked once, then driven away? On a quick review, I don't think that I have done anything more important in my life. We're conditioned to think that our lives revolve around great moments, but great moments often catch us unaware, beautifully wrapped in what others may consider a small one.
最后这一段呢，就是结束了这段这个旅程之后吧，啊，他自己的一种个人的思考啊。这个司机 ，I didn't pick up any more passengers that shift。啊，在那天的那一趟 shift 行程当中呢，我就再也没有接其他的客人了。I drove aimlessly， 我是漫无目的的开着车。
Yeah, that whole shift, that whole period he had to work shift, he drove aimlessly without any goal, without any.Purpose, just a little bit like lost, getting lost.
这是好像是在想要整理自己的思绪一样、
yeah.
啊、Lost in thought, 就遗失在或者是就怎么说就沉浸在自己的那段思绪当中了、啊、For the rest of that day, 在那天剩余的时间当中 I could hardly talk. 我几乎啊都没说话。
Yeah, he was just constantly thinking about what happened. Like, he was lost in thoughts, constantly thinking about, like, that woman and what happened between them.
Mm.
For the rest of that day, he had difficulty to talk. He could hardly talk. Like, only a few words came out of him.
像这样的一种，就是在偶然的因为工作的关系哈，接触到一位生命最后尽头的人。啊，这种 experience 不是我们每个人都经常有的。
No, this is like a very exceptional experience, I think.
所以这个司机在接触到这样一段事情以后，他显然自己也有点承受不了，好像啊，
yeah, yeah.
觉得 too much for him， 所以他就开着车漫无目的的就开始在整理自己的思绪。啊，那一天呢，整个一天什么话也不想说，他就在想了说 ，What if 如果 the woman had gotten an angry driver？如果不是我去接他，而且他遇见的是一个 had gotten an 脾气不好的司机，
嗯
，or one who was impatient to end his shift， 或者是一个很不耐烦的
，yeah，
想马上结束他的这个行程的司机呢
？Yeah， a driver who didn't want to wait， for example，
完全没有耐心等，
嗯，
按两下喇叭就走了
，yeah，
what if？ 那怎么办呢？What if I had refused to take the run? 什么意思？
What if I had refused to go with her to do something like unexpected, to do something out of the program, to take the run out of the original plan?
Take the run 就是类似于像 What if I refused to? 那如果我是拒绝了要 take the run 就是这一趟行程，我拒绝不接他呢。
Yeah. Like, what if he had refused to take the shortest way anyway, and like not answer her request to take her route, like the route through downtown?、What if he refused to do that? I mean, as a taxi driver, he had the right to do that.
对呀、啊，就万一我拒绝他的所有的请求呢？我也不带着他到城市里转一圈。啊，我也不满足他的各种需求啊，一会儿开慢点，一会儿开快一点，一会儿到这个角落，一会儿到那个街区去。Or had honked once, then driven away. 或者我就直接嘣按下喇叭，然后走了
，Yeah，
开走了。都有可能，因为这个是正常的情况，对吧
？Yeah, that happens a lot. Like many taxi drivers do that. Some even don't honk.
所以我只是一个 exception， 对吧？
Yeah.He is like, he had a strong feeling already in advance, like something that told him, like, I have to wait. I cannot drive away or something.
对，就像您说的那样。
Yeah.
他就是一刚开始在靠近那个黑漆漆的 building 的时候。
Yeah.
他就觉得有点不对劲儿。
Yeah, like, they call it intuition, I think.
第六感。哎，他就第六感觉得有点不对，所以他就在那等着。一直等着，然后还上前去帮忙。
嗯。
然后去注意听屋里的声音，然后去看屋里的一些摆设。去判断这个老人这个情况，一开始都是跟他的一种直觉是紧密相连的。On a quick review,
yeah, after taking some time to think about something, in this case, his life.
Oh?
Yeah, he kind of thought a lot about his life, like after a while.
字面上意思是说 ,on a quick review, 快速的回顾了一下。
Yeah.
啊，实际上就是说我快速地回想一下我的人生
，Yeah,
my life. 回想我的人生 ，I don't think that I've done anything more important in my life. 我不觉得自己好像生命中做了什么重要的事情。
Yeah, I don't think I've done anything more important than this. I don't think there is something that I did that is as important or more important like as if what I've done to that woman.
好像一生中也没有做过什么重大的事情，丰功伟绩似的。We are conditioned to think. 哎，这个短语叫 be conditioned to think.
Yeah, if you're conditioned, it means that you're trained or influenced mentally, so that you think in a certain line, that you do or expect a particular thing without actually thinking critically about it. Like that you're just, you know, like, yeah, trained to...Yeah, to behave or think in a certain way.
习惯于去想什么事情。
Yeah.
也不动脑筋了哈。
Yeah, we're all kind of conditioned here to wait for the like if you're a pedestrian, if you're walking on the street, you just wait until the light turns green. Like you do that almost without thinking, because otherwise you get run over by a car.
啊，就像
我们 conditioned，
就像我们过红绿灯一样
，yeah，
traffic lights 一样，好，红灯停，绿灯行
，yeah，
就是我们很习以为常的就认为 our lives revolve around great moments 啊，我们觉得我们生命中那肯定都是围绕着那些重大的 great moments 转的。
Yeah, if something, if it revolves around something, that means that, in this case, if your life revolves around great moments, it means that great moments are the most important in your life. That is how we think in general.
啊，我们大多数人都会认为说啊，生命嘛，之所以要叫做生命，那生活中一定是充满着辉煌的瞬间。
Yeah, that is the most important in our life. That we have at least like four or five great moments in our life.
Or achievements.
Yeah.
啊，人生当中至少有那么四五件大事吧，干的辉煌的，夺人眼球的大的瞬间吧。但是我们都是这么认为的，这才叫做人生，否则叫白活呀。But great moments often catch us unaware. 但是生命当中那些真正的 great moments, 最棒的那些瞬间 catches us unaware.
Yeah, if something catches you unaware, it means it happens unexpectedly and makes you feel very startled and surprised because you didn't expect it to happen at all.Like, it catches you without any preparation, and you don't see it coming.
对，就是这个东西它抓到你的时候呢，你完全没有反应过来、
yeah.
完全没有觉察到。啊，这叫 catches us unaware, 是完全在你不留意的时候，这种 great moments 就来了。后面一个破折号去形容 beautifully wrapped in, 诶，它还是被包裹起来的
yeah, covered by something
是被包裹的是被隐藏的在哪儿呢 in what others may consider a small one 在那些别人看来微不足道的小东西把它包裹被这些东西包裹起来了其实核心呢是 great moments
yeah, what other people might consider to be a small moment is like coveringGreat moments, that's what he says.、
Mm.
So the whole act of picking up someone and giving someone a ride to some other place might seem like a very small effort, like not really important moment. But it marked, the whole ride marked a great moment, not only for the woman, but also for this man in his life. Like, he will never forget this and...Yeah, like, I'm sure that the woman won't be able to tell anyone, like, about what he did, how great it was, and I'm sure he wouldn't, like, tell everyone, oh, what I did just now, it's just not a person like that. But for his life and her life, it were the greatest moments in their life.
典型的小中见大。啊，这个生命当中是有很多无数的微小的瞬间的，都是可以有质量的，都很有质量的。但是呢，通常不会被你认出来。但是因为你老是觉得啊，一些大的辉煌的是啊重要的生命的瞬间，其实那个可能也是，但是很多小的也很精彩。就比如说像这种瞬间，就是，他的一趟很平常的一个小小的一些多付出一点，实际上成了这个。老妇人人生当中最完美的一趟 the cab ride.
Yeah, what the writer actually wants to say here is that, you should not focus in your life too much about achieving, about, doing, like focusing on finding the great moments in your life. They will come. They will definitely come. If you just cherish the moments you are experiencing. In every experience, there are great moments. You just need to,be patient and not to expect too much from them.
这也让我们开始去留意一下自己生活当中那些小的瞬间哈。
Yeah.
You can make it great.
Yeah, great moments are in every experience.
那网友的评论就说呢 that's nice. In life, it's the simple things that we take for granted that often can make people happy.
Yeah.
有的人说 I love the story, it hit home. I always remember it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, I mean, those great moments, they are often not caused by you alone. And they are often not, focused on your benefits or on your happiness alone. No, Ren, people are social and, like, is if you, as this driver, do your best to make others, like, have great moments as well, then your great moments will come too.
一念之差可善可恶，可以助人为乐，也可以毁人不倦。这是一个非常温暖的小故事，也有很多有趣的单词，生活中很实用的，值得我们去学习。当然，也给了我们很多的思考。谢谢朱迪老师今天的分享。
Thank you for listening.
以后我们还给大家带来更多的好故事，一起来阅读美文。下次见。
See you.